is a global initiative, but I am a little bit biased, and we do see, I would argue that New York City is the social media capital of the U.S., if not the world. I know that Sao Paulo is giving us a run for our money, but I'd just love to talk a little bit about, before I have the distinct honor of delivering an official proclamation on behalf of Mayor Bloomberg, just a little bit about why social media is important to the city of New York and how it's changing the way that we serve New Yorkers. So when Mayor Bloomberg introduced the city's digital roadmap last May, outlining how we are going to realize New York City's digital potential as the best digital city in the world, it focused on four core elements. The first is access to technology. Second is open government for transparency and innovation. The third is digital engagement. And the fourth is industry, and specifically supporting a thriving digital industry. And I'm very excited that my colleagues, Commissioner Carol Post and Seth Pinsky from EDC, will be talking a little bit more about initiatives in those areas. But very quickly, why does social media matter for New York City government? One of the reasons that we think that New York City is the social media capital of the country is that every time I meet with a social media partner of ours, we are reinforced by the message that they have more active social media users in New York City than any other city in the United States, and usually across the globe in our conversations. And that's exactly why we recognize that the way that people are discovering information and sharing information and connecting to one another is transforming drastically and dramatically. And in order for government to be serving New Yorkers and being relevant and really serving their needs, we need to embrace social media as a way to extend the way that we're serving people. So just to give a few examples of how we're actually putting that into action across city government, the city of New York today has over 250 social media channels, everything from Instagram to Tumblr and Twitter and SoundCloud. That reaches more than 1.5 million unique individuals every month, which is about 40% of our total digital reach. So it really represents a very high number. And it's also transforming the relationships that the agencies have with their constituents. To give you a few examples, we've got 311 on Twitter with @311NYC. Many of you are probably familiar with 311, the city's wildly successful customer service platform. Well, now, instead of all of those communications happening in private one-to-one, we're able to have some of those conversations happen in public so that many people can benefit from one person's question being answered. In addition, we love to point out the Department of Transportation's Tumblr, the Daily Pothole, which brings humor and transparency to something that affects our lives every day. The city last year also launched NYC Food, a crowdsourced cookbook where New Yorkers were encouraged to submit their own favorite healthy recipes and share them with the world. And finally, on Facebook, the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene has a great Facebook page called NYC Quit Smoking, which has really evolved into a support group where people share their challenges and their successes in quitting smoking and getting great tips. And we were also reminded over the past year that social media is not just about tweeting what you had for lunch. It became such a crucial way that the mayor was able to get information out around Hurricane Irene after he issued the directive for an evacuation order, and New Yorkers really wanted to get information quickly. During that time, Twitter stepped up. They promoted the @NYC Mayor's Office feed so that every time New Yorkers signed on, they were able to see that information prominently. And the @NYC Mayor's Office feed went from 24,000 followers at the beginning of the weekend to more than doubling to 54,000 followers by that Monday. And there were hundreds of thousands of tweets containing NYC Mayor's Office, showing that it became such an important way. And the response was fantastic from the public. They felt informed. They felt connected to the mayor. And also the mayor's press conferences were all streamed live to iPhones and iPads, as well as online. And they were uploaded to YouTube, where they were featured prominently by our partners there as well. So it can be, you know, extremely important in a range of ways that we're serving New Yorkers. But without further ado, it's very well put in this proclamation, so I will read the proclamation very quickly and then pass it off to my colleagues. So, whereas New York is proud to be a global capital of innovation, and we are well on our way to becoming the world's number one digital city as well. Google and Facebook have established operations here. Twitter and Yelp recently opened their new East Coast headquarters here, and we are the home of an increasing number of startup successes such as Foursquare and Tumblr. These businesses and city government alike recognize that social media technology can help us serve our customers better in this ever more interconnected world. which is why we are proud to join CrowdCentric in celebrating Social Media Week. Continues, whereas the theme of Social Media Week this year is empowering change through collaboration, and thanks to the leadership of Deputy Mayor Bob Steele, New York City Economic Development Corporation President Seth Pinsky, and Chief Digital Officer Rachel Stern, our city is doing exactly that. Because we want the next Facebook to start here in New York, we recently announced a historic partnership among the city, Cornell University, and the Technion Israel Institute of Technology to build a new science and engineering campus on Roosevelt Island. City agencies are also constantly making more and better use of social media, making our operations more transparent and providing followers with up-to-date information on everything from pothole repairs to ways to make New York's neighborhoods greener and greater. Whereas governments have much to offer in conversations about social media, but of course, we can also learn a lot from the industry's experts, Social Media Week is a terrific opportunity to discuss how together we can increase civic engagement, make social media platforms more accessible, and promote the growth of a sector that is central to the 21st century economy. As participants connect in person at this week's events and later online, we look forward to the next generation of novel and exciting ways in which New Yorkers will be able to share information and ideas with one another, with city agencies, and with people around the world. And pay attention to this part. Now, therefore, I, at Mike Bloomberg, his Twitter handle, Mayor of the City of New York, do hereby proclaim February 13th through 17th, 2012, in the City of New York as Social Media Week. So congratulations, CrowdCentric, on that. To pass the baton to the president of the Economic Development Corporation, Seth Pinsky. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Rachel, and congratulations, Toby, and everyone who's involved with putting together Social Media Week. Social Media Week is really an incredible local institution, and I think that the popularity and growth of this event is proof that New York City is increasingly becoming one of the great centers of technology and creative energy. And if you need just a little more proof of that, I have a few statistics that might be of interest to you. In the last 10 years alone, patents issued to New York City-based inventors have increased by 50%. Similarly, employment in the technology sector here in New York since just 2005 has increased by nearly 30%, and today approximately 120,000 people are employed in the technology sector within the five boroughs. And most importantly, since 2009, New York City actually has surpassed Boston as the number two recipient of venture capital funding for technology businesses, and we have our eyes set on Silicon Valley and believe that one day we will be number one. And to achieve this goal, the Bloomberg administration believes that collaboration with the private sector on a broad range of initiatives is key. And that's why we've put together a suite of nearly 100 initiatives that are designed to help the city's entrepreneurs. These include access to training. We've had over 2,000 people go through our training programs to help people learn what it takes to be an entrepreneur and how to navigate different difficult economic environments. We have provided access to capital. Working with Firstmark Capital, we put together a $22 million early stage investment fund that's seeking startup businesses here in New York City to finance. We provided access to Space, a network of 10 business incubators that is growing as we speak, and today has space for nearly 1,000 businesses in the next 3 years. And of course, we're providing access to talent, and as Rachel made reference to, we're really excited about the announcement that was made in December by Mayor Bloomberg of our partnership with Cornell and the Technion, which will create this $2 billion campus on Roosevelt Island. And just to give you a sense of the scale of what we're talking about, when this campus is fully built out, it will nearly double the number of full-time graduate engineering students here in New York City. And what's most exciting about it is that classes for this new campus are to begin this year in leased space, and we're hoping to have more announcements on that front. And that brings me to one other initiative that I just wanted to quickly highlight, which is designed to harness some of the talent of our most valuable natural resource, and that is our smart and talented workforce. And this initiative is called the Big Apps Initiative. It's an initiative that we run annually as a competition in connection with Do It, that unlocks city data and challenges developers to build mobile and internet apps. This is the third year of the Big Apps competition, and this year we're offering nearly 750 data sets from city agencies, from commissions, and from bids. And this is an increase of nearly 50% from last year. In its, in fact, another exciting record that we've broken is that this year we've received almost 100 applications that were submitted to us, which is great news. We're going to be offering 13 prizes worth $50,000. And one final announcement that I'm pleased to make today about the Big Apps competition is that as of this morning, we're going to be opening up voting for our two popular choice categories. This is, I guess, in effect for us today, New Hampshire and Iowa all rolled up into one. The voting begins this morning at 10 a.m. and will run until 5 p.m. on Wednesday, March 8th. And you can visit www.nycbigapps.com to see and vote on your favorite apps. And we hope that as many people as possible come to the site. We can't wait to see the results. So with that, let me turn the floor over to my colleague, Carol Post, who's the commissioner of DoIt, who will tell you more about the city's efforts to increase transparency and open data for the purpose of offering entrepreneurs the raw materials to build new ideas, and as important from the perspective of an economic development agency, hopefully to encourage entrepreneurs to create businesses that will generate innovation and growth here in New York City. Carol?
Thank you, Seth, and thank you to Toby, the team here at Social Media Week, and all the sponsors and partners. We congratulate you on your success and soon to be more success next week. It is really an exciting opportunity for New York City government to be here, and as the Chief Information Officer to participate in this is, I wouldn't say that it's novel. We are and have been participating in the advancement of social media for a long time. But to be able to see three government officials here supporting the kickoff of Social Media Week and truly an army of people behind us from New York City government who will be participating in, promoting, and partnering around the advancement of the social media agenda is a testament to what the Bloomberg administration is about: openness, engagement, and ensuring that the constituencies have a voice in how government operates. So we're really proud and excited to be a part of it, so thank you. What I wanted to do is just share a little bit of the highlights of what we're doing at New York City government to ensure that the government itself is engaged and capitalizing on the social media movement. DoIt is the Department of Information Technology and Telecommunications. We are the city's IT and information technology leader, and we really are about helping enable a more connected city. And we do that in a whole host of ways. I'll highlight a few of them for you that are relevant from a social media perspective. First and foremost, I think, is what my colleague Seth Pinsky spoke about: open data and using data to enable both accountability and economic development drivers where there are so many. What we've done through this partnership is made hundreds and hundreds of data sets available, which is really information and resources and tools that that are part of the government infrastructure. We've pushed those out to the public, but it's not just about making the data available. It's about making it user-friendly and easily accessible. And so in this last round of the Big Apps competition, we really had an overhaul for our data mine and our data portal, which was to be able to make the data sets easier to use, easier to integrate into application development, and really to also engage the development community in the process by having collaboration tools. So being able to have multiple voices and communication around how are these data sets useful for you, if they're not, how can we make them more useful. We've also added more APIs, more mapping functionality, and really tried to make this a very productive and constructive use of the tool. And in the coming months, we are working with sister and colleague cities around the country to make it an even more collaborative experience. We want to join forces with several other cities, San Francisco, Seattle, Chicago, Boston, to name a few, where we will launch a collaborative site that's a multi-city data portal. So where we each have respective data sets available, we'll be able to put those into a co-hosted site and be able to have sort of a one-stop shop with normalized data. And what this means, if you're going to build a an application that's useful for a city, build it once, but deploy it many times rather than having to have developers sort of hunt and peck through each respective city for useful information. On another front, we're going to introduce and have continued to introduce more collaborative media for New Yorkers ourselves. We spoke about some of the, Rachel spoke about some of the efforts that were done around Hurricane Irene and some of the more day-to-day experiences like being able to understand where how 311 can help assist constituents in driving improvements at New York City. We've also, if it ever gets cold again and were to possibly snow, we have a severe weather site that's been launched, and it will enable New Yorkers to really engage in the effort to ensure smooth operations around snow removal. It allows you to post and comment on real-time snow activity and snow conditions in your neighborhood, as well as track snow removal activities that the city has underway. So all of these efforts are done to really engage citizens in how we deliver city services and to learn from that interaction as well. A couple of other things we have going on is to essentially social media tools and any of these web-enabled tools are great, but they're only as good as those that have access to them. So DoIt and the City of New York has a very extensive broadband enhancement strategy, which is to be able to bring connectivity and capability to all New Yorkers across all the five boroughs. And we already have connectivity launched in many public places like city parks, where we have dozens of city parks that offer free Wi-Fi connectivity. We're enhancing and upgrading internet access in libraries, in community centers, in schools, all of this to be able to engage citizens across the city and from all walks of life and be able to bring them into the collaborative environment. And last, which is really important to us, is to be able to take a fresh look at NYC.gov. NYC.gov is the gateway to New York City. It's the gateway to all city services and information. And it's a website that has not had a significant refresh in about 8 years, and it's very, very due. So we're working closely with Rachel and other partners to be able to give an entire new look, feel, and architecture to our NYC.gov site and make it also more collaborative, more user-friendly, more interactive, and make it essentially a tool that enables New Yorkers to find what they need to know when they need to find it in the easiest way possible. So we've got an awful lot going on. I invite you to visit DoIt, which is D-O-I-T-T. You can follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, kind of map the progress that we're help making in supporting Mayor Bloomberg's agenda and engaging citizens and the city government in the social media movement. So really happy to be here, and thank you.